ever since my very first sexual partner, I have asked every man I have been with if I can call him daddy. It's always been something that's been really important to me. I don't know, I can't really get off without it. At least, not for a really long time. Like, even if I wasn't saying it during sex, like, I would come and I would say it, like, involuntarily. And it was really embarrassing. I don't know, I needed it. You know, I needed to call someone daddy. So if they weren't cool with that, then, like, it wasn't going to work out. Which is a strange question to ask when, like, you just started, you know, doing things with this person. But, yeah, it was just like a deal breaker for me. So anyways, recently, within the last couple of years, I would say, I don't know. I've not been really feeling daddy. Like, I'll say it. If they want to be called daddy, that's fine. But when everybody leaves and I'm by myself, I'm not really fantasizing about daddy anymore. it's really embarrassing. I'm fantasizing about this uncle character. And daddy has gone by the wayside, and I think what I'm looking for is for someone to be a little bit more rough with me than daddy is. Because I'm daddy's little girl. So, like, he has to be nice to me at some point. I don't know, I've made up these characters and their traits in my mind. So this is how it goes. This is what it's like in my brain. Daddy has to be nice. Daddy can be rough, but he has to be nice afterwards. Uncle is more apathetic. Uncle is devious. Uncle doesn't care, because you're not his little girl. You're not his responsibility. So he can fuck you and hurt you, and he doesn't really have to care as much as daddy does. I don't know, I know that's fucked up, but like I said, that's what it's like in my brain. It is it's a fun place to be if you've got the right mindset, my brain. So, yeah, I don't really know when this particular shift happened. I think I just wanted something more intense. I want someone to be, this is going to sound really bad, but I want someone to be kind of manipulative with me. I want someone to be, like, a little more cruel and a little more self-serving. I want someone like a dirty uncle. You know, like this naughty uncle character who acts great in front of everybody and brings me presents and is always polite and totally normal, and then sneaks into my room after everyone is asleep and oh god, this is I don't think I've said this out loud before, and this is like my ultimate fantasy right now. Like, it's all I think about. Like, it's like the background fantasy that other fantasies get compared to. Like, this is the bar right now for me. Nothing makes me hornier than this. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. So I have this fantasy where this perfect gentleman of an uncle sneaks into my room after everyone else is asleep and rubs his cock on my lips until I wake up. I don't know what it is about that. And tells me, he tells me that in all the presents he gave me, he rubbed his cock and his balls on all of them. I know that seems silly, but it's just like this little dirty thing that he can hide from everyone. You know, it's completely undetectable, but he knows, and he gets off on it. He gets off on doing something to me, on having this, I don't know, it's like this little secret power play. Because if I stop using the gifts that he bought me, then everyone would know there was something going on. And it's probably not what I want. I'm probably embarrassed. Don't want to say anything. And I know that this fantasy is really maybe not everyone's cup of tea. But I think I've been sort of, I don't know, just addicted to it. And I think part of the reason why I wanted to tell the world is because I want validation. I want to know that I'm not crazy. Like, is this hot? I don't know. All I know is I want it so bad. I want that naughty. I want that naughty uncle who only pretends to give a shit about me. Oh, just so he can visit at Christmas. And abuse me. And rape me. And rub his hard cock and sweaty balls all over my face while I'm sleeping. And then just walk out of the room. Because he's not responsible for me. Why the fuck should he care? And I want him to tell me that. I don't want him to tell me that so bad. And eventually it'll be like, almost like I want it. Because it's gonna start to feel really good to have his attention. Maybe he's married. Oh, and it always feels so good when a man has a girl, but he's looking at me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love it so much. I love it so fucking much. Mm. I'm kind of edging myself to talk about this because I knew I would have come already, like 5 minutes ago, if I were to go all out while thinking about my naughty, dirty uncle. Eventually, I'd start to look for his approval, dress for his approval, go on family vacations looking like a little slut. Seeing his eyes wander, look me up and down, see his wife get upset and confused. Oh my god. I know it's bad, but there's very few greater feelings than being the other woman. Family camping trip. That's always a fun fantasy. Him crawling over into my tent. Oh, fucking me. God. Oh, at this point, is it fucking or is it rape? I don't even know anymore. There was a line and we crossed it, so I don't even know. Oh, but he fucks me and I expect it. I planned for it and I wanted it and I dressed for it. Just thinking about it, the weeks leading up to this trip, just, oh, I'm gonna be dripping with my uncle's cum in 10 days, 9 days. Counting down the fucking seconds until I get pumped full of my uncle's cum. Oh, in our tent. Oh, in my tent that he sneaks into. And after he's done with me. After he's used my little cunt to catch his cum. After he's oh god, it fucking came so close to coming. After he's used my tightness to jerk himself off. And he's wiped his dirty, pussy-covered cock and balls all over my face and my hair. Oh, and crawls out of my tent, back in bed with his wife without saying a word to me. Oh, the next morning, everyone's having breakfast, laughing about these wild animal sex noises they heard last night. And he laughs along with them. It's a fake laugh because he knows that it was us that they heard. But it's also a real laugh because he's laughing at me. He's laughing at me. Silently saying, even if you told them, they wouldn't even care because they know deep down what they heard last night and they're ignoring it. They're ignoring you, ignoring your calls for help, ignoring your plight, your own family. Maybe he'd be right. Maybe everyone already knows and they don't care. Oh, and that would just make me come harder every single time I'm with him. Just thinking about how nobody cares about my tight little cunt. Oh, nobody. Nobody cares about my worthless little body. Nobody cares about my fucking pussy. No, nobody cares. Can't get this out of my head. I know it's really dirty, really bad, but I just can't get this idea out of my head.